So in conclusion, to briefly summarize what we've seen so far, the bracha of hamotzi generally covers all foods eaten during a bread meal for the main purpose of the meal, which is to fill up. Desserts which are eaten for enjoyment require their own bracha rishayna, but are covered by birchas hamotzi. The exception to this would be Passover b'kisnin, since it may be hamotzi. So if one has cake for dessert, one would not say a bracha rishayna on it, even though it's dessert and not necessarily machmas hasuda, but since there is a possibility that its proper bracha is hamotzi, there's no reason to recite hamotzi twice. Fruit eaten as an appetizer is debatable whether it's considered machmas hasuda or not. And whenever there's a doubt, the best thing is to avoid the issue and either eat the fruit completely with bread or to eat it in a situation where it would definitely be obligated in a bracha and to say a bracha on it. Bread only covers all of the foods eaten in a meal when one ate at least a kazayis of the bread, and according to many opinions, the bread must also serve a significant portion of the meal, meaning one's main intent in having the bread is to serve as the main filling part of the meal. Eating fruit or other dessert together with bread generally renders it a tuffel to the bread and exempt from a bracha. According to many opinions, this even works if one only ate the first and last bite of the fruit with bread, but the middle bites will still be exempt even though they're not eaten with bread. However, it seems generally accepted that this only works when it's realistic to say that the fruit is servicing the bread, but if it's clearly being eaten just as a dessert for enjoyment, and one's only eating it with bread, obviously to avoid the bracha, then that should not work. It would also appear that there are two separate rules at play here in this halacha. Rule number one is that the bracha on a meal, which is hamotzi, covers all foods eaten during the meal as part of the meal. And the second halacha is that bread is generally considered to be an ikur, and we usually assume that other foods eaten together with the bread are tuffel to the bread. We will elaborate more on this concept and its ramifications in the shiur.